Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about... Would life exist in one of Saturn's moons? This is a New Scientist article by Lee Crane of the most recent New Science magazine, entitled Encladus, Encladus, Encladus spews the right stuff for life. Saturn's icy moon Encladus has a subsurface ocean that is maybe covered by a film of complex organic molecules that could be the stepping stones for life. Plumes of liquid water from the ocean spurt out of Euclid's southern regions. These are fast enough to escape the small moon's gravity, and some of the material ends up around Saturn, forming its diffuse E-ring. Wow. During the course of its mission, the Cassini spacecraft flew through some of the plumes as well as a section of the E-ring, collecting samples of ice grains and frozen organic molecules. Frank Protzberg of Heidelberg University in Germany and his colleagues have now analysed the information to learn more about these molecules. The instruments on the spacecraft weren't built for this. They were designed decades before we knew Encladus had plumes. So Popberg and his team had a limited information to work with. They could determine the masses of the molecules and infer what elements they were made of. The researchers found large organic molecules made of carbon, hydrogen and nitrogen. The structure of the pieces they found, such as chains and rings of carbon atoms, indicates the fragments are of bigger, more complex compounds. There's a Nature article on it. Molecules this complex may have been produced by life, but it is likely they came from rock interacting with hot water in Encladus' core, says Botberg. Compounds formed this way could ride on the outside of gas bubbles, rising up from the core to reach the subsurface ocean, where they would form an organic film. More bubbles then pop and send spraying outwards into plumes. We know the process works on much smaller scales on Earth's ocean, says Botberg. The organic compounds might be an important ingredient in the development of life. Quote, For the most part, the things that are really important to life, the proteins, DNA, and the things that encode information, are bigger molecules, says Kelly Miller, Southwest Research Institute in Texas. Studying the complex molecules further could help us understand whether icy worlds like Encladus could host life. Quote, if we're interested in looking for origins of life, then understanding where these macromolecules are present and how they evolve is important, end quote, says Miller. Quote, one of those evolutionary paths led to life on Earth. Okay, education questions are, suggest ways that Saturn achieved or created its rings. How did the scientists discover the organic molecules in Saturn? Draw a flow chart of how the organic molecules were formed and wound up in the spacecraft. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.